This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So to start the programme today, I'd like to welcome Elena Danilidou, founder of Image and Style. Welcome, Elena. Before we talk a little bit about what you're currently doing, can you just tell the listeners a bit about what's brought you to this point, a bit about your career background?
Yes, thank you very much for inviting me to your show, actually. It's great to be here. So this is actually my second career. My first career was as a holiday consultant, creating very exclusive holiday packages for individuals and small groups. And that was back in Athens, because originally I'm a Greek. I moved to England 12 years ago when I got married and started my family. And after that, I became a stay-at-home mum. The kids were growing. They were different ages, but really small. I loved staying at home with them, but I longed to do something for myself. So in order actually to save time getting ready in the morning, I would go through my wardrobe ever so often and try to streamline my clothes so that I have ready-made outfits and get myself really and quickly ready and release some of the free time in the morning to get everybody else ready and out the door.
Like such a rare person. Most women are running around circles, going, get those clothes on there, and then throwing stuff on themselves. So this is quite an interesting story, isn't it, Ivana?
Yeah. So I think that's because of this need I had. I thought, that's something that I quite like in the end of the day to do, going through my wardrobe every now and then. So I started talking about it with my friends, and because they were quite positive, I had quite positive reactions from them. This gave me the confidence to decide to start my own business.
Which was Image and Style, is it?
Image and Style, yes.
So tell us a bit about what's involved in Image and Style then.
So I offer, exactly that. So I offer wardrobe detox services. So I come to your, I go to women's houses, and we have a little chat about their lifestyle and, what they want to, what their goal is for this, out of what they want to succeed out of this session. And then we go through their wardrobe. We take all their clothes out.
Does this last horror? Can it go on like into the weeks, days, months? Because I think if you came to my wardrobe, that's probably how long it would take.
I mean, I have been to women's houses that they actually have three wardrobes.
And a husband's probably
plus
got about a foot.
The husband's there, not even a half a wardrobe. And actually, I have received emails from husbands saying, thank you so much. You emptied the whole wardrobe for me. I can't thank you enough. You need to come back again next season.
Well, I would probably be saying, empty the whole wardrobe of my husband's stuff as well. You shouldn't do to yourself what you don't want to do to others, in my view. And Tony could do that.
What a great job, though, to go to people's houses and be able to, because sometimes you can't see what's literally under your nose.
You can't.
Until someone points it out to you. I have this really bad habit when I go shopping of buying the same thing over and over again. And I get it home and my husband says, you've got three of those in your wardrobe already. Why have you bought another black pair of trousers? Why does that happen? I don't understand why.
Well, I can give you a tip from now. And this is to always make a wish list before you go shopping and try and stick to it. This way, you will know exactly what, your wardrobe lacks, and then you buy the things that you actually need, so you don't buy, end up buying double and triple the same clothes.
Is it similar to sort of going shopping and then buying things you've already got in your fridge, and you come home and think, well, I've already got that, I've bought that again?
Exactly the
same. Same concept.
Exactly. I see women, they always have their shopping list when they go to their supermarket, but they will pop in next door to the clothes shop, and then without any list, will just go and buy whatever they see, and they like.
Most women kind of find that therapeutic, don't they? Oh, I just think I'll have a bit of a shop.
Yes.
And I do. and I'm off and running. And the good news is, and I don't know where you are with this, Ivana, but both the boys left home. We've got several empty bedrooms, so I've filled those up with clothes as well.
Yeah.
I do occasionally throw things away, but the word is occasionally.
Yeah.
And Tony was saying, he said, how many cardigans do you need? And I thought, I won't own up, but he has a point.
Because They say, is it roughly, if you haven't worn something for 18 months, that it needs to go? I mean, I'm going to put my hands up to this. I had a pair of trousers that I had in my wardrobe for 20 years. The challenge was to see if I could still get into them. But actually, that's really bad, because probably after 18 months, they should have gone, shouldn't they?
Yes, it's better to have the clothes that you actually wear, you know, for the season and for the size that you are currently. You know, otherwise, if you keep hold on to things to clothes that either they are too small for you or too big for you, then chances are, first of all, if they're too small, they always make you miserable because you can't get into them. And if they are larger, then you would think, okay, I can knit a little bit more because I have this pair of trousers that are a size or two, you know, bigger, and I'm okay.
So suppose in an ideal wardrobe, how many items would be hanging up in it?
Yes, that's it. Very interesting, actually, because if you think in the 1950s, women used to have about 35 items in their wardrobes. So from then to now, an average woman has about 120.
Ooh, wow. So about four times as much,
yes.
Just under four times
and
as much.
Really, our lifestyle hasn't changed much. We still, you know, work, we go out, socialize, and we have the weekends for our casual outfits. So why, you know, I wonder, do we actually need so many clothes in our wardrobes?
I have to ask this question. You don't have to mention any names. Don't name any names. But what is the most that you've managed to remove from a house from doing one of these detoxes in terms of black sacks?
I think it was seven.
My goodness.
Yes. And they were, and you know, this lady had very expensive handbags, amazing shoes that were all hidden at the back of the wardrobe, never used, you know, in the lovely little bags that they come with, protector bags. And what happened is we created space for the clothes that she actually wears most, her favorite clothes, and also space, a little display for all her lovely Chanel, you know, handbags and the lovely boots and the lovely shoes that she owned. Plus, extra space for her husband's shoes, which the poor guy, he had to have his shoes downstairs, under the stairs, in the cupboard.
Oh,
so,
bless.
Yeah.
Well, poor man. My husband is, and always has been, very keen on clothing. And I always know when there's a guilt element in what he's bought because he puts the word little in front of it. I've just bought a little pair of shoes. I've just bought a little. And you just know he doesn't need it.
Mm.
And he admits that by this word little. I don't ever admit it. I just buy things that I want. But I'm not into designer labels. I do find that quite frivolous. Now, I perhaps that is a false economy because if you bought a decent pair of trousers or jeans, you know, then they presumably would last longer.
Exactly. Mm. I can't stress enough how much worth is buying good quality clothes. Mm. We, you know, in my industry, we have a term, we say cost per wear. So when you buy a pair of trousers that cost £100, you will wear them many, many, many times. So if you actually divide the times you wear the pair of trousers with the amount that you actually spend, it comes to very little per day.
So going back to the 50s and the women having about 35 items, in an ideal situation now, if you go into someone's house, Eleanor, how many pieces of clothing in total should they have? Roughly.
Yes, that's another interesting question. And actually, thank you for asking me this because
a bit scared of the answer, to be honest.
No, I don't have these kinds of rules. You know, generally we say, yes, streamlining your wardrobe. It's best to have less than more because it's less daunting when you open your wardrobe in the morning and see a plethora of clothes inside. But really, my approach to styling is, you know, I discuss with the lady, and then we kind of keep the clothes that are really close to her heart. She feels good in them. Yeah. And even if they are, I don't know, 50 clothes. I mean, I never, to be honest, I never count how many clothes I leave behind when I finish a session, because it's... it's not about rules, it's about breaking the rules, but actually feel confident to break the rules.
But do you ever have any women hanging onto your legs as you're removing the things from the property, sort of literally clinging to them? Has that ever happened?
Well, sometimes they will say, oh, you know, I have a friend that I think she's the same size with me, and I can give her these clothes. And I know that they probably keep on, you know, hold on to these clothes. But at least they, you know, they have made the first step of letting go the things that they see themselves, that they don't really work with their body and with themselves, with their appearance.
After you've emptied these wardrobes and you're now armed with several black sacks, tell us what you do with these items of clothing.
Yes, so if my client is happy in the end to let go of these clothes, then I will keep them as a stock for my walk-in wardrobe events.
And what are these, Elena? Because this sounds quite fascinating. It's a huge wardrobe that someone's going to walk into. It sounds like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, in a way it is actually. It's like a clothes swap events, but with a twist. So it's not like some swissing events where you go, you pay for entrance, and then you have to have the exact amount of clothes with you in order to exchange and swap with the clothes that are there. So what we do is we charge a ticket, and then you can come in having clothes, your pre-loved clothes, or not, it's not necessary. But our rule is that you have to try on the clothes before you take them away. And you can take away as many clothes as you like, as long as they fit you.
Do you pay for these clothes? How does that work?
The way we actually have this stock is from my clients, from people that they know we do these events, and they are happy to give us their pre-loved clothes. Just to say a few facts, a few statistics. Through the years that I'm doing this, my colleague Daisy Schubert was the, you know, this, it is, walk-in wardrobe is her brainchild. She created it, and she's been doing this in London for the past 2 years. So I'm bringing these events now in Surrey. What we've seen is that you don't actually have to sacrifice style in order to build a more conscious wardrobe. If you think that clothes can take up to 40 years to decompose, and shoes up to 1,000 years.
What are these things
to break down? Yes, because they are, you know, all the materials are plastic, are all man-made, so they don't break down. And 95% of the textiles can actually be recycled. Then that is the main issue with the clothes, that we can always recycle them, we can reuse them, and this is why we're doing these events, because first of all we like to find a place, a home for these clothes. Yeah. And second of all, there's always a talk about sustainability and ethical fashion. So, you know, we try to educate women as to how to make more mindful choices when they buy clothes.
So if Ivana and I were to go out for a girls' night out and walk into one of these events, so we would pay for a ticket and then we can look through the rails. Of clothing. Ivana will go for that black pair of trousers.
Well, my next question is going to be, when and where is the next one, Eleanor?
Right, so the next one is in London on the 18th of March. It's in Baskerville Steel Shop, which is in Palmer's Green. It's Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. And you can buy tickets through Eventbrite. So just type walk in wardrobe and you will find the event in Eventbrite. And the next one in Surrey, which I'm hosting, is on the 24th of June, again Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m.
Doreen's writing furiously there.
I think I'm even in the country.
So the ticket includes, the access to our stock of clothes, a short presentation on sustainable fashion, cakes and, a glass of bubbly, a lot of smiles, welcoming atmosphere and very sociable, a very sociable couple of hours.
What a great idea, though. I think it's such a good thing to do. And what happens with the clothes, say, at the end that aren't taken away? Do you take away your own clothes or does it go to a charity shop?
Yes, we give them to charity, a named charity every time. Yes.
That's really good.
I think it's a great idea because I'm heavily into recycling, and this is just a totally new concept to me. Is it to you, Ivana, this idea of recycling fashion that we might wear rather than going down the clothes bank or sending it to...
Exactly, or buying the same thing again and then going home and find you've got it already. So I think I think sometimes it's just good to have a fresh outlook on what your wardrobe is.
I think the word is fresh, and that is exactly what's coming to mind.
I suppose my only fear would be I'd buy my own clothes back.
Well, actually, this is another aspect very interesting to see your clothes. Because what we do is we collect your clothes if you bring clothes at the event, we collect them, we put them in the hangers and put them out. So it's very interesting to see your clothes and who's trying on your clothes and how they look on a different person.
Yeah.
So that's another.
Because obviously, as you say, different body shapes, different heights, different weights, things do look different on different people, don't they? That's the key. So,
yes. And, with your clothes can make another woman quite happy and, pleased that she found a little treasure. So,
well, I think making the planet happier is a tremendous... I've never heard of this before at all.
Yes.
It's a lovely concept.
Yes.
And that's where your sustainable living in style comes in and the nice little green sweater that you've got on your logo there.
Yes.
Really interesting.
Yes, I mean, also through my work, I try to promote... ethical retailers that pay a decent wage their employees, and also organic textiles, eco-friendly textiles and shoes as well. So I have a list of all these eco-friendly retailers which I share with my clients.
So we've talked a bit about the walk-in wardrobe events, Eleanor. Tell us a bit about your own image and style. So, some of the levels of service that you provide. You've talked a bit about, being a personal stylist for people, but are there different levels that they can come in at? Because there's workshops that you do as well, isn't there?
Yes, I do workshops as well, but I try to now give an offer more services online, because what I've noticed is we are all so busy, we run such different and very busy lives, so it's not easy for people to pinpoint down a date and then yes, I can make it for definite. Whilst the online courses or workshops are rather webinars, if it is online, are more flexible. They can register. They can be when the online is live, or they can receive the recording at their house.
So, what sort of things would the webinar include?
It will be mainly focused on how to find your style. So. And meaning how to dress more authentically for yourself.
Now I'm intrigued, Doreen.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued because, I mean, obviously your body shape changes over the years, isn't it? And, you know, the stars that you had done, your colours that you had done when you were in your 30s may or may not be the same as they are.
Skin tone might change.
Yeah, the skin tone, makeup, colours have changed from the shades you were
so
wearing.
So what does authentic mean, specifically? When
you say authentic mean to dress for yourself and what message you want to convey to people, to your friends, to your colleagues, because you know, every time you actually you dress, you convey a message.
I dread to think what she thinks the message I'm giving out.
No, it's lovely, very simple and classic. That's the message you're keeping.
Ivana, note that, please, for future reference.
It's interesting you say that, because I remember this woman telling me that she used to work for the BBC, and every time she went in a certain colour suit, and it was a red suit, the security guard on the door would say to her, "Who's getting fired today?" And
yes.
She didn't even someone was getting fired, but she didn't even realise actually that colour for her was like a power suit.
Power dressing,
yeah,
yes.
So interesting.
So, yes, there's different levels on, you know, for career women, how to dress to exactly to convey this message, or for women that want to get the job that they are applying for. So I had a lovely friend of mine, and she's very bubbly and lovely, but she wanted to, she had an interview, and it was in a very traditional environment, for a traditional school, actually, as a teacher. So she had to look the part. She had to look as a, you know, head teacher or head of the department that she wanted to the job for, not as a lovely bubbly teacher. Yeah,
in the onesie.
A class, yes. So yeah, I helped her actually, yes, and I gave her some advice, and actually she got the job.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
that's a lovely way to kind of wind up our interview, isn't it, Ivana? Because I know we want to get some details out of Elena for how people can contact you. So would you like to give us your website and how everyone can get in contact, Elena?
Of course, my website is imagenstyle.co.uk. Email Elena at imagenstyle.co.uk. Very simple. I don't know whether Ivana would like to. I have an offer for your listeners.
Oh, lovely! Tell us more.
So, if they email me after today or yourself here at the radio, then I will send them a wardrobe basic checklist. So, what you need to have, the basic items you need to have in your wardrobe.
Well, that sounds really useful, doesn't it?
Fantastic.
Really
brilliant.
And very kind. Thank you very much, Elena.
Thank you.
So that was Elena Danilidou.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.